Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
SRV brings back the late great Stevie Ray, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Vicki Oliver, author of Live Like a Millionaire, also Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots. Two of her five, is that right now, Vicki, five books?
Correct.
And something sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com is the website. What else will they find when they get there, Vicki?
I have a lot of articles up. I have some tips up. I think it's a really good website for people who are experiencing a few bumps at the office. And I think, you know, just visiting the website, you know, will be a fun experience, I hope, for all.
What is a boss? What should a boss do when they, what should a business owner manager do when they see that there are people who are misbehaving? Maybe they're mistreating someone, or someone is a high drama person, or they've just become a drama queen or king or something like that. And or there's some kind of disruption. Should we let things play out for a while? You know, in a small operation, that can really hurt productivity.
Yeah, I think it's best to kind of nip it in the bud, to be honest. If you see people, if you hear them gossiping meanly about their coworkers, as a boss, I think you can sort of gently remind them that it's not to the best interest. It's not nice, and it can hurt morale. I think it's okay to sort of gently step in and say something. You know, just pull the person aside and say, you know, I've noticed that sometimes you think it's a joke what you're saying, but she's reacting very poorly to it.
Right.
I think she's taking it the wrong way, and I'm really going to ask you to just sort of step back.
But where do you stop where it's all in fun for everybody? And I mean, how do you, at some point in time, you said it earlier in the previous segment, we all have to learn how to laugh at ourselves.
Right.
But the manager has to sort of gauge, okay, this has stopped being funny, and it's starting to be at their expense.
Exactly. It depends how often it happens, and it depends if it, you know, if it devolves into a pattern where of cruelty. You want to stop anything that seems cruel, but you want people to get along. So I think sort of like the gentle giant, you know, is maybe how a boss should think of him or herself, like a gentle giant. Just you're sort of going to let it go for a while, and then when sometimes, you know, people aren't that great at hiding their feelings, and you can see that an employee is distressed. You see it, but the person who's teasing her doesn't see it. Then I think it's good to bring it to that person's attention.
I'm going to have to suggest that my wife become the gentle pixie. I don't think she's going to want to be the gentle giant. I think I'm not going to pull that off over here. So
it's a metaphor.
Because she is the one who must be obeyed. But okay, so what about drama? What do you do when there's drama? Give us an example of what happens when there's drama.
Let's say somebody works all weekend long, right? Maybe that person stayed during the weekend to get the work off his desk, but then Monday rolls around, and now he feels like a martyr, you know. I was here all weekend, none of you were here, you know, I'm really tired, blah, blah, blah. Like, that, to me, is the beginning of drama.
Well, that's kind of a one-off kind of thing. When I think of drama, I think of people who, they're always slammed. You know, their life is always more important, more busier than yours. It's always, there's always more, they can never go along with other people. There's always some kind of a anxiety, or there's some kind of tension. There's some kind of an emergency with them all the time. That's what I think of when I think of drama.
Sometimes, you know, there's so many different kinds. And like in my book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, I sort of examine like all the different personality types.
Right.
Like I think I have it to about 40 different types of people, you know. And the point of the book is to look up that type
right.
and see how to deal with them. And then
can I identify these people before I hire them?
Until another one, you know, comes along. But, like, sometimes people who are very dramatic, they have a certain control of the information. Oh, I was at the meeting, and you should have seen his reaction. And, you know, mm-hmm. they can paint the picture because, let's say, they were there, but you weren't. So the problem is, you know, you're ensnared in the drama, and you really can't check whether what
right.
they're saying is accurate.
Can I hire, to avoid drama, can I tell, what do I do when I'm interviewing someone to tell whether they're going to be a drama queen or not?
I think you can ask them about...
Are you a drama queen?
I think you can ask them about certain high-stress situations.
Mm-hmm.
What was the high-stress situation at your place of work, and how did you handle it?
Mm-hmm.
And then really listen, you know, to what they say. And then do your diligence when it comes to other people's recommendations of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Are they easy to work with? Are they difficult to work with? You know, do they kiss up to the boss? Like, find out about the person's personality, not just their work talent.
Mm-hmm. You can actually, and there are tests you can give people, aren't there? That,
yes.
That will indicate whether they're going to be on the even keel or not. Hey, Vicki, this has been great. Thank you for the great insights. Vicki Oliver, Vicki with a Y, Oliver.com. All five of her books there and all the different things that she does to help people find some kind of reason and civility in the workplace. Hey, Vicki, will you come back another day?
I would love to. Thank you so much, Jim, for having me.
We always get smarter when you join us. Thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon. Vicki Oliver, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.